Okay.
In a couple weeks.
Okay, okay.
So tell me how the walkthrough went to you on Friday.
The walkthrough went fine with one exception. Grant raised a concern around branch manager visibility. And what I mean by that is he called everything that we had come up with, at least up until this point, all theory. And he wanted more practical, in his words. And the example that he gave was, well, they're building these plans. And so he jumped to the prospecting plan. That's where it just came up. And we don't know if it'll, you know, align with what we're doing. And so I connected with Chris. He didn't have time Friday. We're supposed to connect today, to kind of walk through that.
Who's supposed to connect today?
I am connecting with Chris Miller today to go through those very statements that Grant Joyner brought up. Because, yeah, that's a valid concern, but I wanted to know, you know, at this juncture, what's realistic. Because he made mention that, at least in one of the other weeks, that branch managers were there in the room. I don't have a problem with that. I do remember the conversation that we had last week through the walkthrough, for example, with them building out their plans that we want to. My original design was for the branch managers to kind of coach them on that. We said, no, we want them to create it themselves without branch manager interference. Whereas with the walkthrough Friday, I'm hearing something a little different. So that's where I was going to try and get some insights from Chris on that and see what he recommended.
Okay, outside of that, how do you think it went?
Other than that, it was fine. Although you're...
So what kind of questions did you get from the group?
That was it. Let me go back through what I have. I know I got a request to get them, and Nikki, this may be where Nikki's is coming from. I'm going to get her a copy of the FG, and we're actually having a separate meeting that Robin set up. When is that? Is that? Yeah, that's tomorrow. There's another meeting tomorrow that Robin set up to do another walkthrough. Let's see, we have Elaine, Nikki, Liz, Sarita, Brad, essentially all the folks that aren't close to, in Robin's word, aren't close to the branch network expansion. This was also a result of her comments during the walkthrough last week. So it's essentially the IB folks, the local marketing folks, and then Nikki wanted to be a part of that. Let's see, I'm trying to see who else. We do not have branch manager though, but based on Fridays, you may want to rethink that.
Rethink what?
Not having a branch manager present.
We have to walk through tomorrow?
Right.
All right, let me start over. So, Nikki expressed concern today about the direction of the content of the prospecting module and that you can't really see what's happening during those 2 weeks. So that includes what activities are they doing? How does it tie to the overall branch strategy? What are they producing
right
at the end of this? So I feel like the walkthrough Friday, just based on the feedback that I've been hearing, the fact that it got cascaded to me, did not go well. So the suggestion today was we should have another walkthrough, and it sounds like there's already one on the calendar.
Right.
What are we intending to do during that walkthrough tomorrow?
That one was more of a level set from Robin's perspective. It's her meeting. And yes, I agree we should have another one. Because I didn't get that, other than what I told you about Grant, I didn't get that from anyone else. So that's news to me. Mandy was on the call. What's her take?
So her take was that Nikki wants more details.
Okay.
She wants to get the nitty-gritty, and that's, you know, she didn't get that during the walkthrough.
Okay.
So that's consistent with the feedback that I got.
Okay, okay.
I don't know if you captured that as part of your notes.
Yes, yes,
like that was
yes.
Point.
Right, and my resolution was to get the FG, get the facilitator guide to her and walk through that with her.
Separately or as part of tomorrow?
No, that's separate from tomorrow.
Okay. So, I asked Mandy, well, there's a couple things going on. So, one, I think we need another walkthrough,
mm-hmm.
whether that happens separately or as part of tomorrow's session. I honestly don't care, but I asked Mandy to
Yeah,
if her. Can you connect with Mandy as soon as we get off the phone and find out? Do we need to schedule a separate walkthrough, or will Robin's call tomorrow suffice? I'm hoping either way. Whenever that walkthrough happens, I want to make sure I'm there.
Right. My only hesitation is that folks like Grant won't be on there, because that was the first I had heard that there was a problem with what had been developed from a person like Grant's perspective. That's my personal concern.
Yeah, and Grant's going to be here at FCU, so I don't know that there's much we can do about getting him or not getting him in there, but Nikki certainly needs to be party to this conversation.
Absolutely. Okay.
So I also asked Mandy to confirm whether or not branch managers should attend that second walkthrough, but I think what you need to do is get with Mandy and figure out a strategy around how do we do another walkthrough.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes, just again, because I don't know what our approach has been with the other modules in terms of branch manager involvement directly in each week's activities.
Yeah, not much.
Okay. So that's what kind of threw me when he said that. Okay. And I get, and I did to share this with Mandy, I get that because prospecting is the newest and most... I don't want to call it visible, it's all visible. But anyway, it's the newest piece and the piece that they don't necessarily know in terms of what the approach, overall approach is. At least, yeah, and that I guess I'm kind of stuck on that. That's what I picked.
You need to be master of this content. I mean, on a call with a Nikki or a Robin,
right.
You know, we did pretty well last week during our powwow meeting.
Right, right.
You need to be able to clearly articulate at a high level where we're taking people, like what the flow is, right? So folks are going to learn how to do A, which will enable them to do B, which will let them do C, which will result in D. So you need to be able to walk through, like on Monday in prospecting, we want to make sure we level set and provide foundation around why we prospect and, you know, leveraging prior experience in prospecting. And then we have to be able to get down into the nitty-gritty. So over the next couple of days, they're learning about the local market, the playbook. Right. They're learning about the mechanics and the ins and outs of a prospecting plan, and here's what that prospecting plan includes.
Right.
I don't know that I've been on a walkthrough where you've been able to articulate, like, the prospecting plan, like, what exactly is included in that marketing.
No, because we just got it today, so no.
Okay.
At least not that part, right.
So, what I'm saying is you have to be able to paint a very clear picture and send a very clear message on this module in particular. I'm not trying to pressure on you.
No. That's not.
This is an unwelcome Monday diversion, and I'd like everyone to be firmed up as quickly as possible.
No, I agree.
Because I think it's an important module. I think you're doing good work, but it doesn't do us a lot of good if we're not communicating it in a way that meets the needs of you know, our branch partners.
No, you're right. Yeah, absolutely right. Okay. So I'll connect with Mandy to set up, because I would really rather have a separate walkthrough. Because again, I'm not certain what Robin, other than what she shared with us all last week when we were all together, in terms of her wanting to level set with those that weren't as close, in her words, those that weren't as close to the branch network and what it's about, and making sure our language matches, our how we present it matches. That kind of thing. And it's only for a half hour, so I want to make sure we have the time we need to walk through
this.
Yeah,
we're going to need more than a half an hour. So I need you to get with Mandy, come up with a strategy around how we get in front of Nikki again, and then determining if we need to get in front of those branch managers again.
All right.
The second piece to that, and this is a question for you, are we requiring branch managers to be in attendance during those 2 weeks? Like, are they helping facilitate any sessions? Like that?
No. They're, well, I take it back. There's a local marketing roundtable that they'll be a part of. But it's not, you know, every branch manager. There are only a few that have been invited. I haven't seen the final list. I know Nikki's part of that list. Let's see. I'm looking right now. So no, but that's where, again, I wanted to talk with, because of what Grant said, talk with Chris about what actually makes sense, because up until this point, as you just affirmed, branch manager presence has been limited and involvement has been limited, whereas he was saying that they needed to be involved all across. And so I wanted to touch base with Chris first. He was not on that call, and before I reconnected and tried to reach out to understand more about what am I missing. Absolutely.
So if there are things that we need to change, which I'm hoping we don't need to change a whole lot, I'm asking that you be flexible with regard to that. I'm looking at the timer to get started again.
No, you're right. You're right. Yeah. That.
So this has just been, you know, an unwelcome 15, 20 minutes of my day. So let's just make sure we're buttoned up, our messaging is straight, that we can thoroughly walk through the content, and then just as you work with Mandy, to come up with strategy to get in front of everyone again.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to be a part of those conversations. So,
yep, agree.
Make sure she invites me.
Yep, will do. Will do.
All right, thank you. That's it.
Yep. Sorry about that. I was actually expecting something from Grant, not from Nikki, but okay.
Okay. Well, thanks.
Okay. Thanks. Hey, Mandy, it's Wesley.
Hey, you.
Hey.
What's up?
I just got a call from Robert about Nikki not being happy with what happened Friday, so that was interesting. So we need to set up another walkthrough, and that's where I'm going to need your help.
Okay.
I'm going to say at least an hour to an hour and a half.
Okay.
Definitely Nikki. I would dare say even the Grant, since he, toward the end of that call, was the most vocal about what he was seeing versus what he wanted to see. And I know the worst case, well, not worst case, but one of the possible outcomes is that we may do a lot of shifting in terms of where we have locked in presenters.
Yeah.
Because we want to make sure, you know, we're nailing exactly what they want. It just kind of blew me away that at that Friday meeting, that okay, we're not, at least from Grant's perspective, meeting what he wanted. So, which I find interesting, because we had all the other folks who were saying green light, in essence. So that kind of
thing. Yeah, I mean, my notes were that Nikki wanted more details, but
right, which
I thought that was just because you weren't presenting more details, and mm-hmm. so. You know,
yeah, I just knew how much time I had.
Yeah,
I just knew how much time I had. So that's what I'm thinking, because what did we have Friday? We had 45 minutes, I think. Or no, we did an hour, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, so maybe even 2 hours. I don't know. Let's see.
Well, I'm going to need to... I can ask Nikki... And, you know, it really depends on her schedule.
Well, yeah, I know, I know.
So, but should I say 90 minutes to an hour?
Actually, I'm going to say, 90 to 2 hours.
Yeah.
I think should be sufficient. And, yeah, part of the reason so we could get through it all. But I already anticipated a follow-up. So what I want to do then, if you can help me with that, then I will work on just giving her the FG so she can see... And we can actually react to that.
Put more detail, as much detail as you can.
Yeah, there's plenty of detail there, so.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I went back, just picked up my notes right at the side here, and I have this box that just says, Nikki wants to see more details.
Right.
So, hang on, I'm just checking for Nikki and Grant's availability.
Right, and let's see, we had another branch manager on there too. Is it David?
Oh, David's an ABM. David Nguyen?
Oh, okay.
Maybe I'll ask her who she wants on the call.
Yeah, that would be a better approach. Yeah, who does she want on the call with her?
Okay.
She may or may not want.
Can do that.
Yeah.
But none of the, because we had Liz.
Yeah. No, because their stuff's coming in.
Okay.
This is more of just making sure from the business perspective, because Liz won't be able to address, you know, in the lane, they won't be able to address any of that. From the business perspective, are we on track for what they want? That's what this has got to answer, uh-huh. Because at least the way Robert explained it to me, Nikki came away with the feeling that we're not. So that needs to be rectified.
Okay. The grant for all branch managers. Okay. I'll go look on her schedule, but maybe I'll need to work through. I don't even know if she has an admin.
Okay.
But I'll do that, and I guess we might have to move things ourselves to make time to.
Right. Agreed.
Stuff for her. So, when I know more, I'll let you know.
Okay.
If we need to bump anything, because we're really. Gosh, I thought your week was looking really good.
Yeah.
If we need to bump things, that's just not good.
yeah, but it's better than having the business not feeling anything is good going in. So
that's very true. Very true. The best of worlds, I guess. Okay, yep. I'll let you know when I find out.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
without Michael Strahan. Timmy joined Kelly as her first guest co-host since Michael's exit last week.
Where's Michael?
That's right, you don't need me.
Now, Jimmy won't be the only guest co-host this week. Each day we'll see a new face at the table with Kelly. And the source tells ET the star is angling hard to get her pal Anderson Cooper a permanent spot. Along with dropping Michael's name on air, the show has also renamed all of its social media accounts. Live Kelly on Instagram, Live Kelly on Twitter, and Live with Kelly on Facebook.